Throughout history, remarkable stories of bravery and faith continue to inspire us. Today, we delve into an extraordinary account that will stir your soul and ignite a fire of courage within you. Imagine a leader who defied societal norms and a warrior who needed a nudge to step into his destiny. The tale of Deborah and Barak from the Book of Judges will captivate your heart, demonstrating how God can use anyone to accomplish mighty deeds. Stay with us as we uncover the secrets of their courage and faith that led to a miraculous victory. Deborah, a prophetess and judge of Israel, stands as a beacon of strength and faith. In an era when women were seldom seen in positions of power, Deborah shattered expectations. Her wisdom and leadership were recognized by all, drawing people from far and wide to seek her judgment. She listened to God's voice and guided the nation with a firm but compassionate hand, proving that God's calling transcends human limitations. Her courage was evident not just in her role as a judge, but also in her obedience to God. When she received a divine command to lead Israel against their oppressors, she did not hesitate. Her unwavering faith and trust in God's promises inspired those around her and laid the groundwork for significant victory. Furthermore, Deborah's willingness to step into the role of a military leader alongside Barak showcased her multifaceted bravery. She was not only a spiritual guide, but also a symbol of active, fearless leadership. Her presence on the battlefield exemplified that true courage is grounded in faith and obedience to God's will. Barak, a skilled military leader, was summoned by Deborah to lead the Israelites into battle against the Canaanite army. Despite his abilities, Barak hesitated, fearing the might of the enemy. But Deborah's faith bolstered his courage. She assured him of God's promise of victory, and Barak agreed to lead the troops, but only if Deborah would accompany him. This condition, rather than showing weakness, highlighted the strength of their partnership. Barak's reliance on Deborah's faith and leadership underscored the importance of unity and mutual support in the face of daunting challenges. Together, they embodied the idea that God's plans often require collaboration and collective strength. When Barak led the Israelites into battle, he did so with a renewed sense of purpose and confidence, knowing that God was with them. The ensuing victory against the Canaanite forces, led by Sisera, was a testament to what can be achieved when we step out in faith, supported by the strength of those who believe alongside us. The triumph of Deborah and Barak was not merely a result of their courage and leadership, but a clear demonstration of God's intervention. As Barak's forces engaged the Canaanites, God caused confusion among the enemy ranks. A sudden storm made the battlefield treacherous for Sisera's chariots, turning the tide in favor of the Israelites. This miraculous event underscored that while human effort is crucial, divine intervention is often the key to true victory. The defeat of Sisera's army was complete, but the narrative did not end there. Sisera fled on foot, only to meet his end at the hands of Jael, another unexpected instrument of God's plan. This final act of deliverance highlighted that God's purposes often unfold in ways beyond our understanding, using individuals we might least expect. The Song of Deborah and Barak, recorded in Judges 5, celebrates this victory and acknowledges God's power and faithfulness. It serves as a reminder that when we align ourselves with God's will and act in faith, we become part of a larger story of redemption and triumph. The account of Deborah and Barak teaches us that God can use anyone, regardless of their background or societal status, to accomplish his purposes. Deborah's role as a female leader in a patriarchal society and Barack's initial hesitance both emphasize that our limitations are insignificant when we trust in God's plan. Their journey encourages us to step out in faith, even when the odds seem insurmountable. Furthermore, this narrative illustrates the importance of partnership and mutual support in fulfilling God's commands. Deborah and Barack's collaboration shows that God's work often requires us to lean on each other, combining our strengths and faith to achieve what we cannot do alone. It is a powerful reminder that unity and faith can overcome any challenge. Lastly, the miraculous elements of their victory remind us of God's sovereignty and power. While we are called to act with courage and faith, it is ultimately God who brings about the victory. This truth should inspire us to trust in His timing and methods, knowing that He is always working for our good and His glory. Deborah and Barack's story also teaches us about trusting God amid uncertainty. When Deborah called Barack to lead the battle, there were no guarantees of success, only a promise from God. This mirrors our own lives, where we often face unknowns and fears. Yet, like Deborah and Barack, we are called to trust in God's promises, believing that He will guide us through every challenge. This trust is not passive, but active, requiring us to step out in faith, just as Barack did. By taking that first step, we open ourselves to experiencing God's power in our lives. It is in these moments of action, fueled by faith, that we see God move in extraordinary ways, turning our fears into triumphs. God's faithfulness in their victory assures us that He is always with us. No matter the battle we face, God's presence is our greatest assurance. This story encourages us to lean on His promises and move forward with the confidence that He will never leave us nor forsake us. The story of Deborah and Barack also highlights the power of obedience. Deborah's willingness to follow God's command, despite the risks, set a powerful example for Barack and the entire nation. Her obedience was not just in hearing God's word, but in acting upon it, demonstrating a deep trust in His plan. Barack's eventual obedience, spurred by Deborah's faith, shows that our initial hesitation can be transformed by the encouragement and faith of others. When we surround ourselves with people who trust in God, their faith can strengthen our own, leading us to greater acts of obedience and courage. Their combined obedience led to a miraculous victory, reminding us that God honors our faithfulness. When we choose to follow His commands, even when it seems daunting, we open the door for God's blessings and intervention in our lives. This story challenges us to listen to God's voice and act on His instructions, trusting that He will lead us to victory. The Song of Deborah and Barack, recorded in Judges 5, is a beautiful celebration of God's faithfulness and power. This song not only recounts the victory, but also gives glory to God, acknowledging that it was His hand that secured their triumph. It serves as a reminder for us to always give thanks and praise to God for His works in our lives. Singing and celebrating God's deeds is a powerful way to strengthen our faith and encourage others. When we share testimonies of God's goodness, we remind ourselves and those around us of His constant presence and help. Deborah and Barack's song inspires us to create our own songs of praise, lifting up God's name for the victories He grants us. Moreover, their song is a lasting testimony of God's intervention, passed down through generations. It encourages us to document and share our experiences of God's faithfulness, creating a legacy of faith that can inspire future generations to trust in God's mighty power. The story of Deborah and Barak is as relevant today as it was centuries ago. It calls us to step out in faith, trust in God's promises, and act with courage. Whether we are leaders like Deborah or hesitant warriors like Barak, God can use us to accomplish His purposes when we trust and obey Him. In our daily lives, we face battles that may seem overwhelming. Yet this story reminds us that we are not alone. God is with us, guiding and empowering us to overcome any obstacle. By following the example of Deborah and Barak, we can face our challenges with confidence, knowing that God will lead us to victory. As we reflect on this story, let us commit to listening to God's voice, stepping out in faith, and celebrating His faithfulness. In doing so, we become part of His greater plan, bringing glory to His name and inspiring others to trust in His mighty power. In conclusion, the story of Deborah and Barak is a powerful testament to the courage and faith that God calls us to embody. Deborah's leadership and Barak's eventual obedience show us that God can use anyone, regardless of their background or initial fears, to accomplish His divine purpose. Their victory over the Canaanites serves as a reminder that when we trust in God and act on His commands, we open the door for His miraculous intervention. This narrative encourages us to look beyond our limitations and trust in God's greater plan. It teaches us the importance of mutual support, as seen in Deborah and Barak's partnership, and reminds us of the power of obedience and celebration of God's faithfulness. As we face our own battles, let us draw inspiration from their example, stepping out in faith and trusting in God's promises. Finally, may we always remember to give thanks and praise to God for His works in our lives. By doing so, we not only strengthen our faith, but also create a legacy of trust and courage that can inspire future generations. Let us carry the lessons of Deborah and Barak in our hearts, walking boldly in the path that God has set before us. If this story has inspired you, please subscribe to the Bible Glow channel and leave your questions and thoughts in the comments. We would love to hear from you and continue this journey of faith together.